Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And now on 97.1 WSUN HD2, Holiday, Tampa, St. Pete.
Here we go. Get ready to be blown away.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show. The only show of the bone that dares you to listen.
Yo, why you say that?
Because Mo don't give a f***.
Then I guess it's settled.
Which is very apparent if you listen to his show.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show. It is the final hour. And I know you say final hour. There was a time that you would be done. And you would be correct. But no more. Myself, my co-host, executive producer, Jerrica, Ben Swig, always on loan from the Migs and Swig Show. And Denise, who will be very instrumental as far as the film WDED, Dead in the Morning, goes. We'll be shooting that starting tomorrow. Is here as well as Spike on the mic, taking your phone calls at 727-579-1025. Speaking of phone calls, speaking of the reason that we are going until 7, and I have said that throughout the course of the show, the last 3 hours, is so that we can back right up against giving him a live lead-in, the Cigar Dave Show. We have Cigar Dave. Dave?
Do I call you Cat or do I call you Mo?
Let me ask you this.
What do you prefer?
Let me ask you this. Do I call you Dave or do I call you Cigar? You tell me.
Call me General and America's Alpha Male.
General and America's Alpha Male. You call me Cat. That is all fine with me, my friend.
You got it. Hey, listen, I'm watching on the Bone TV. What the hell's going on with the two bottled waters? You know, next to your mic position, you ought to have a bottle of Gentleman Jack. You ought to have either a bottle of Macallan or some Hennessy Cognac sitting there. What's with the water?
Now, listen, let me tell you something, Dave. My drinking is legendary around here, and it's good you mentioned Gentleman's Jack. Although I will say this, I go with regular Jack because they got it right the first time. It's a goddamn American icon. Old number 7, that means they had 6 other tries, and I heard 30 men died at old number 5. I can't disrespect the original. But I do have a bottle of Gentleman's Jack.
Let me tell you something. Jack is great. The Gentleman Jack, they put it through another charcoal fermentation process, and it is just incredibly smooth. But I'll tell you what, next time I see you in the studio, I'll bring you a bottle of Jack, I'll bring the whole portable Cigar Dave mobile lounge, the bar, with me. You can have whatever the hell you want. I'll bring the cigars. I'll bring the mobile grill. We'll throw some tomahawk ribeyes out on the grill.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Now, listen, I drink Jack on my own. When someone's bringing me a bottle, I'm drinking Dickles or Lagavulin. I can get Jack, Dave. I don't need you to get Jack. I need you to bring some Lagavulin.
Listen, Mo, as I say, life is too short for A2, so you may as well go A1. I will bring the top shelf stuff. Don't you worry.
I have no worry about that. For those that did not get a chance to stay until 7, for those that did but may have some questions, I know you've been in the Bay Area 20-plus years, but I could be wrong, so I just want you uninterrupted to tell people what the Cigar Dave Show experience is about.
Absolutely. We began on July 8th, 1995, with 1 hour on, at the time, 620 WSUN, which was owned at the time by Cox Media Group. So we started with Cox, and we're back at Cox, so that was 23 years ago. And we started with 1 hour locally in Tampa. We're now in 155 stations across the country, but we are ecstatic to have 102.5 The Bone as our new flagship in our home market of Tampa and St. Petersburg, the Tampa Bay area. So we talk, forget the cigars. It's not just about cigars. My show is all about the alpha male good life. Alpha male good life pleasure maneuvers. The problem today, Mo, is there are too many boys, men that have been emasculated, that have been wussified.
Amen.
I am the leader of alpha males around the globe. It is okay to have raging amounts of testosterone flowing through your blood, your blood vessels. It is okay to work hard. It is okay to play hard. It's okay to want to smoke a cigar, to want to have a great libation, to want to go to Vegas with your buddies and roll the dice and play golf. It's okay to eat meat. By the way, I'm a founding member of PETA, People Eating Tasty Animals.
Oh, yeah.
So I highly encourage everybody to eat great ribs, great steaks. Stone crab season's coming up. It's all about the good life. We love our dames. We hate political correctness. We hate the enemies of pleasure. In fact, right now, I'm pleased to tell you, I'm holding about 100 straws in my right hand, and I'm picking off as we speak all these enemies of plastic right now, because it never ends. You know, our whole thing is, as an alpha male, as guys and men that enjoy good life pleasure maneuvers, we are optimists. We enjoy life. We don't want to basically go to other people and say, hey, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. I just worry about myself. We enjoy ourselves. And the problem today, Mo, and you see this all around, is there are men that are afraid to be men. And I'm going to tell you, I see you've got a woman on set, as they say.
Yeah, I had to. It wasn't by choice, Dave. Trust me.
No. This is good. I want to ask a question. Wait, I want to ask her a question.
Sure.
Would you rather go out with a, and I don't know if you're married or single, but would you rather go out? Okay, you got a boyfriend. Is your boyfriend an alpha male?
I would say so, yeah.
Well, he's been in prison, so sure.
Okay, well, there you go. I can't say I've been in prison, but, you know, nice place to visit.
He's not been in prison. Just let me correct that. But anyways.
Listen, let me, Dave.
You'd rather have a man, an alpha male, who calls you up and says, listen, 7 o'clock, be ready. We're going out to dinner at this place. And then afterwards, I'm going to go have a libation and a cigar. Maybe we'll hit a little lounge. So dress appropriately. I got everything covered, sweetheart. Be there. Be ready at 7 o'clock. Or do you want to have a guy that says, what do you want to do tonight? Where do you want to go? Okay, whatever you want to do. You don't want that. You want a strong, confident alpha male that runs the show.
Right, Jerrica?
Jerrica? I like a little bit of both.
That was a leading question.
No, it was not. That's a little bit. That's Ben Swig, by the way, Cigar Dave.
Wait. Jerrica, what do you mean you want a little bit of both? You want a man with a little wussified beta? When I talk about an alpha male, I'm talking about a gentleman, a guy that treats his women great. I'm not talking about a Neanderthal that grabs his woman by the back of her hair and says, come here, woman, this is what we're doing.
Okay.
I want you to think more of the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, James Bond, guys with class, guys with incredible confidence. That's what I'm talking about with alpha males. There's a misconception about what an alpha male is. An alpha male is nothing but an absolute gentleman.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, when you put it that way, yes, I want a gentleman, and that's why I'm
absolutely
with the man that I'm
now,
with.
Let me tell you, it's Admiral, correct?
General.
Ah!
And by the way, I want to say something, Mo.
Yes.
You ever seen a rear general? You see rear admirals, but never a rear general.
All right. General.
Just stating that on the record.
I'm going to hazard a guess and say, like myself, you're MAGA through and through. We're going to make America great again. And part of that is getting males back to the alpha male that you have just described.
That is correct. But also, I am MMGA. Make masculinity great again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where did we lose our way? I trace it back to the rise of Duran Duran.
Oh, my God.
Boy George. Let's look at Boy George. But even go further back than that. I'll tell you exactly when it was. The feminist movement came around about 45, 50 years ago. And everybody I know, every alpha male, were all for equal rights, equal pay, you know, fair rights for everybody. No ifs, ands, or buts. But I'll tell you what happened along the way. The feminist movement made men and made boys, made them feel guilty about being of the male species.
Yeah.
We saw an increase in the number of divorces. So what happens when you have boys that have a female influence? They don't have that male role model, that alpha male, to guide them. And that's a big problem. That's one reason. But the feminists have really carried on this really war against masculinity, against boys, against men. They wanted to point the finger at boys and men and say, essentially, every male from the time they got out of the womb is a potential sex offender. And nothing could be further than the truth. And what's happening now is that we're seeing the, you see kids, boys going into school, shooting up schools. When you and I were growing up, Mo, I'll tell you what, we wrestled, we played, you know, tackle football. We went, had recess. We enacted and engaged in normal boy playhood, playing behaviors. Well, what happened? Now, all of a sudden, you want to go and wrestle. You want to do, you know, go out and play. All of a sudden, that's, oh, wait, that's too violent. Forget it. We played cops and robbers as a kid. We watched cartoons where Wile E. Coyote or Roadrunner was dropping an anvil on a Wile E. Coyote. We never went out and said, hey, let's go get an anvil, go to the 10th floor of a building and drop it.
Of course
but
not.
What happened now is it's also the entitlement generation. Every kid is told, you're perfect. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're the best. We don't keep score. There's no reason to keep score because we're all winners. And what happens is they grow up to believe that nonsense. And when something doesn't go their way, whether it's in grade school or high school or even in college, when it doesn't go their way, they snap. And instead of saying, hey, listen, you know, I learned when I was growing up, I learned how to lose. Hey, you know, got to work harder to win. Now, all of a sudden, because they've been told they're perfect all their life, they snap. So there's multiple reasons why I think men have become emasculated. But I'm going to tell you, women today, they want the return of masculine men.
Let me ask you this, Dave, and this is a pointed and honest question here. Are we okay to, have we lost that moment when you're hanging out with a girl and you're having good conversation and you're making eye contact and you just hit upon a moment where you feel comfortable enough to lean in for a small kiss? That was part of the process with me coming up. Have we lost that moment now?
Well, to a degree, I think we have. Look, I think somebody can clearly tell whether there is a mutual attraction. You know, if you're an alpha male, you know if a female is interested. The signs are there.
Exactly.
She leans in, she touches you. But there's a big difference between thinking, okay, you know what, I like this girl, I think things are going well, let me give her a kiss, or a difference between basically what Harvey Weinstein did, who was a total scumbag. And that's
right,
why I say, those kind of guys are scumbags, and there's a very big difference between alpha males and those scumbags.
Right.
A lot of these scumbags couldn't get laid in a whorehouse for money. They look disheveled, they need a bath. I mean, these are not the guys that I hang around with. I hang around with alpha males, as do you. But we have definitely, everything now has become, I think the feminist movement, everything is sexual. All of a sudden, you know, if you look at a woman incorrectly, oh, you know, that's an inappropriate gaze, an inappropriate glance. I got a friend of mine who works for a big company. He was telling me they just had to go through training where basically they're told you should never look a woman in the eye if you're a male, because that could be perceived as being a sexual glance.
Oh, my God.
To myself, wait a minute. I'm polite. When somebody's talking to me, I'm looking them right in the eyes. Mo, if I was in there with you right now, you and I, and having a conversation, I'd be looking right into your eyes.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be looking up, right, down, left. I don't trust those people that do that. But all of a sudden, he's saying, wait a minute, because I'm polite and looking at somebody, I'm not staring at her boobs, I'm not staring at her legs, I'm looking at her eyes. All of a sudden, that's now considered a suggestive glance. We have gone off the rails. And the problem in this country, there's a pendulum. It either swings way too far to the right or way too far to the left.
Right.
And the problem is we don't have a center balance where people say, you know what, let's use some common sense here.
It will. I feel like it's on its way. I really do. I couldn't give you a timeline. I don't know that anybody is prescient enough to be able to do that. But I absolutely agree that the pendulum swing is from one side to the other. And for whatever reason, it has failed to find that center balance. And hopefully shows like yourselves and, you know, mine to a lesser degree will be able to at least get the guys back on the right course, Cigar Dave. General, if I may.
Oh, no question about it. Absolutely. And, you know, and I always say this, where did we, you know, politically, people can disagree. There's been people on the right, on the left, in the center, but where did it kind of go off the rails where the discourse just became such huge hatred and vitriol? I'll tell you where it was. When we lost those cigar smoke-filled rooms, when people would get together, males, females, whatever, have cigars, have a spirit, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan were as opposite as they came politically. But every Friday, Tip O'Neill would come to the White House around 5, 6 o'clock. He and Ronald Reagan would have a cigar and have a glass of scotch. and they conversed, they socialized. We've lost that in this country. I mean, it's amazing to me that we've gone so far off the rails on that, where before you could engage in debate, and at the end of the day, we said, hey, great, okay, listen, we disagree, shake hands, we're all good. We need to go back to those days where we said, you know what, let's grab a steak, let's have a cigar, let's have a cocktail, let's engage in some nice debate, and when we're done, we shake hands, we're friends, and we move forward.
Dave, I want to make a statement, and then I want to see if you want to answer a call from Shirley, who would like to talk to you, if that's okay. I think we may have started to lose our way when it became acceptable to put vodka in a martini. Frank would never do that. Mm. Never.
You know what? Dave,
don't leave me now, Dave.
Let me put it this way. Wait a minute. I'm an alpha male. I like brown spirits. I like the whiskey. I like my bourbons. I am not a vodka guy. You know, vodka's like corn. It comes out the same way it comes in.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me. I'm not a martini drinker now. I know people that are. That's great. Give me some whiskey or some bourbon. Neat. Maybe with one of those pre-prohibition rocks,
yeah.
I am good to go.
But would you agree that a classic martini has to be made with gin?
Well, James Bond always had it with gin, so hell.
There you go.
Bond has it with gin. There's the way to go.
All right. Here is
about the alpha male. It was James Bond.
Hold on. Let me guess. Shirley would like to talk to you. Shirley, you're on with the General, Cigar Dave.
Hey, General. I listened to your initial opening show last week. I listened for the entire show. I so appreciated all of your knowledge about cigars. You also talked about food that complements. I actually found, and your voice is wonderful. I didn't mind.
Shirley, would you like to be an honorary member of my harem? You're in.
Well, I will. I will if you listen to the rest. I have no problem with you calling yourself the General and then the people who join you. I'm fine with that. And I actually have been a cigar smoker, a full cigar, and then switched to cigarillos because I have asthma. And they were gentler on me. And I buy Cuban cigars every Christmas for my sons. So I am a strong supporter. I just Googled the definition of alpha male, and this did bother me last Saturday. The definition is a man who wants to dominate a woman. And I know you talked about being a gentleman, and I think that's what you...
Shirley, let me stop you there, Shirley. Where did you see this definition? Because I can tell you, I've looked at tons of definitions of an alpha male, and I've never once seen it where it says a man wants to dominate a female. Maybe that came from the National Organization of Women. I don't know.
No. 3 seconds ago, I just pushed my Google speaker button, and I said definition of an alpha male, and that's the definition that came up. So I don't think that's who you are, but I think alpha male is maybe not what you really mean.
I think that's what he means.
He doesn't. And that was my initial concern last week.
Okay.
Was that, oh my God, alpha male? I mean, in my interpretation and what I just got from Google, that's a man who has an urge to dominate.
And I'm looking at it right now. No, that's a load of poppycock. I'm going to tell you right now, Shirley.
No, it's not.
Hold on, Shirley. I'm going to let Dave, because I'm up against the break. I'm going to hang up on you, let you listen, and let Dave answer, okay? And thank you for calling in. All right, Dave, go ahead.
Okay, now, I'm looking at Google it right now, and it says alpha male, the dominant male animal in a particular group. Well, maybe that's the leader. I consider an alpha male more of a leader. Then it says a man tending to assume a dominant or domineering role in social or professional situations.
Absolutely.
Well, I think an alpha male is confident, and I think an alpha male is dominant, but I have never seen a definition saying an alpha male dominates his woman. I'm sorry. I disagree. I don't know where that definition came from, but I am proud to be an alpha male. My female friends are proud to know me that I'm an alpha male because I treat all my women, all my female friends, with nothing but class and respect. and that is an alpha male. There is a difference between a Neanderthal and an alpha male. I'm a proud alpha male.
Absolutely, and I think sometimes some people may see words within certain definitions and or sentences and not necessarily grasp fully the context in which the word is being used. To say that a male, an alpha male, is one that assumes a dominant role or dominant position does not necessarily equate with wanting to dominate someone. There's it might be a fine line, but there is certainly a line there, General, and I agree 100% with you.
Yeah, an alpha male is a leader, not a dominator.
Absolutely. And on that, I'm going to let you go, but first, give me the cast of characters that round out the Cigar Dave Show.
Absolutely. Well, this week it is me, and I've got Lee Corso on the second hour. We're going to be joined by ESPN's Lee Corso, college football game day analyst. We're going to do our annual college football preview. But we've got a whole group. We just came off doing the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, New York, 2 weeks ago. We had about 250 people, paid about $180 a ticket, and enjoyed great cigars and spirits and food and samplings of all sorts of spirits and craft beers. But we've got a whole crew. It all changes every week. Depends on what the situation is. But I will say this, Mo. This is my favorite time of the year because in a couple of weeks, next week, we go into September. That is National Bourbon Heritage Month. Oh, yeah. And the entire month, I spend looking at American whiskeys, American spirits, and bourbons. We do a lot of tastings. And then October, we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest. Craft beers, different kinds of beer tastings with cigars and with spirits and grilling and so on. So we talk about all alpha male good life maneuvers. It's not just cigars. Cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, dice, dames, delicacies, and the alpha male good life.
Give it to me in a yes or no answer. Did Urban Meyer get off easy?
Yes.
I like you, General, and I look forward to meeting you and sharing a nice brown liquor and a nice cigar.
I will get in touch with you when I get back into the Cigar City of Tampa. We will head over to Davidoff Tampa Cigar Lounge over by International Mall.
It's the only place to go.
We will have a cigar, and we will have a great spirit on me.
All right. Thank you. Oh, now I really like you now, General. All right. Look forward to hearing you at 7. Thanks again, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Right there. That's the General to you, Ben, at Jerrica and Denise. Oh, you guys are awfully quiet. Let's go to break. And we'll regroup. I'm sensing some dissension here. You guys are soft.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.